Please listen very carefully. It is a little complicated, but I think if you listen very carefully, you will understand very easily.
Molim vas, slušajte jako pažljivo. Stvar je malo komplicirana, ali ukoliko je budete slušali pažljivo, lako ćete je razumjeti.
The verse describes the different types of shraddha.
Stih opisuje različite vrste shraddhe.
Faith directed toward spiritual life is in the mode of goodness.
Vjera upravljena prema duhovnom životu je u guni vrline.
Faith rooted in fruitive work is in the mode of passion.
Vjera ukorenjena u plodonosnim aktivnostima je u guni strasti.
Faith residing in irreligious activities is in the mode of ignorance.
Vjera koja prebiva u nereligioznim aktivnostima je u guni neznanja.
But faith in my devotional service is purely transcendental.
Ali vjera u moje predano služenje je potpuno ili čisto transcendentalna.
I actually have no faith in these machines. Gorahari, please take it. Otherwise some accident might happen. Please take it away. I get very nervous when... Hare Krishna. I believe I will die as the only ISKCON sannyasi who has a strong aversion against computers.
Mislim da ću napustiti ovaj svijet kao zadnji ISKCON sannyasi koji gaji snažnu averziju protiv kompjutera ili prema kompjuterima.
Today we will start in earnestness our discussion on Shraddha, the first step into the temple of devotion.
Danas ćemo započeti svoju diskusiju o Shraddhi, ili prvom koraku, ili prvoj stepenici ka hramu predanosti.
Who of you actually has faith that Krishna is God?
Koliko među vama ima vjeru da je Krishna zaista Bog?
That's about half of you.
Oko polovice, znači.
I would have answered this question with saying I sometimes have faith that Krishna is God.
Ja bih na ovo pitanje odgovorio rekavši, pa ponekad imam vjeru da je Krishna Bog.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vashadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Faith is something which is the fundament of our devotional life.
Vjera je ono što predstavlja sami temelj naših života predanosti.
On the strong, if your faith is strong, you can build a very powerful palace of bhakti on it.
Ako vam je vjera snažna, na tom temelju možete izgraditi predivnu palatu bhakti.
If your faith is not so strong, then your bhakti will be anishta or unsteady. That is, sometimes you will be able to perform bhakti, and at other times you are almost unable to do the activities of bhakti.
Ili ukoliko vaša vjera nije snažna, onda će i vaša bhakti također biti aništa, nepostojana. Drugim riječima, u jednom periodu ćete biti u stanju sprovoditi procese prednog služenja, u drugome ne.
In this world there are different types of faiths, and as you will listen to them, you might recognize where you are at different times.
Postoje različite vrste vjere u ovom svijetu i dok ih budete slušali, možda ćete prepoznati sebe kao da pripadate jednoj kategoriji vjere u određenim vremenskim periodima.
There is a type of faith where people are spontaneously attracted to spiritual life with meditation and renunciation of materialistic activities.
Postoji vrsta vjere prihvaćajući koju ljudi su spontano privučeni ka duhovnim principima kao što su meditacija i odricanje od materialističkih aktivnosti.
That's a faith which is controlled by the mode of goodness.
To je vjera koja je pod upravom gune vrline.
Then there is a faith where people are faithful if I endeavor and work very, very hard. If I get children and a good house, then I will be happy.
Zatim postoji vjera, zahvaljujući koji su ljudi ubijeđeni da bit ću sretan ukoliko vrlo teško radim, ukoliko imam djecu, izgradim veliku kuću.
That's faith in the mode of passion.
E to je vjera u gune strasti.
But there is also faith which I believe many of us had before coming to Krishna consciousness, faith in the mode of ignorance.
Ali postoji vjera koju vjerujem da je puno nas slijedilo prije nego što smo došli u svjesnost Krišne, a to je vjera u neznanje.
Let me drink some pivo.
Popit ću nešto piva.
Cool.
Ali hladnog.
Yes. And then let me hear some rock and roll.
A onda ću slušati malo rock and rolla.
Maybe I should smoke a little also.
Možda bi trebao neku cigaru.
And afterwards some sexualni životski.
A nakon svega malo seksualnog života.
Faith in the mode of ignorance.
To je vjera u gune neznanja.
Or as it says, tamasya dharma, that is adharmic faith against rules and regulations.
To je znači adharmička vjera, usmjerena je protiv pravila i propisa.
And then there's a type of faith which is purely transcendental. It is that just by performing devotional service everything is all right.
A postoji vrsta vjere koja je čisto transcendentalna i koja kaže da jednostavno prakticiranjem prednog služenja sve će biti u redu.
Yes. These are the different types of faith, and I have seen in my own life that sometimes I am in this category and sometimes it seems I am in another category, and sometimes by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada I'm also in my good moments of Krishna consciousness when my faith is purely nirguna, that is not influenced by the modes.
Da, i dakle to su te različite vrste vjere. Pa ja sam u svom vlastitom životu primijetio kako se ponekad nalazim situiran sam u ovoj vrsti vjere, ponekad u drugoj, a ponekad, milošću Šila Prabhupada, u dobrim trenucima svog duhovnog života sam također utemeljen u toj nirguna vjeri.
We have to protect our faith.
Moramo štititi svoju vjeru.
And what this means is we have to protect it from the different modes of material nature which influence and direct our faith in different directions.
Što to znači? Pa da trebamo štititi od utjecaja različitih guna materijalne prirode koji je mogu uzeti pod svoje i usmjeriti u različitim pravcima.
I have sometimes met devotees who have not faith that they are spiritual souls.
Susreo sam bhakte, ponekad susrećem bhakte koji nemaju vjeru da su duhovne duše.
I was surprised.
I bio sam iznenađen.
But then I understood for a short time amount of time these devotees might have been overcome by the mode of ignorance.
Ali onda sam shvatio, za neki kratki vremenski period ti su bhakte možda savladani gunom neznanja.
I have heard of old devotees who have smoked again a cigarette.
Čuo sam o starijim baktama koji su ponovo počeli da puše cigare.
In the appropriate association this has come.
To je došlo zbog pravilnog druženja.
And at some time I was very shocked. How is it possible?
U pravom društvu se to dogodilo. I ponekad se pitam kako je to moguće.
But there's a simple explanation. The mode of ignorance has again covered them temporarily.
Ali postoji objašnjenje, pa guna neznanja ih je ponovo prekrila privremeno.
Do you know these moments in your life where you have where you seem to have no faith in anything which you have heard before?
Da li ste svjesni tih trenutaka u svom životu kada nemate vjeru ni u šta što ste prije čuli?
And where you seem to be almost a little dull and materialistic like the people on the street?
I gdje vam se čini da ste praktički tupi i materialistički nastrojeni kao ljudi na ulicama?
It means the gunas have covered you.
To znači da su vas gune prekrile.
And with the gunas a certain type of faith has entered your heart.
A zajedno sa njima i određeni tip vjere je ušao u vaše srce.
Prabhupada once called all his important devotees together.
Prabhupada jednom sakupio sve svoje bitne bhakte.
GBC members, sannyasis.
GBC članove, sannyasi.
And he asked them a simple question.
I postavio im je jednostavno pitanje.
Do you have faith that Krishna is God?
Da li imate vjeru da je Krishna Bog?
Now, I must tell you, when Srila Prabhupada used to ask you a question, you wouldn't give simple, you wouldn't feel encouraged to give just simple, superficial answers.
I moram vam reći da kada bi Prabhupada nešto pitao, onda se jednostavno niste osjećali ohrabranim da tek tako date neki površni odgovor.
The moment he would ask you a question, you would be on the spot.
Kad bi vam on postavio pitanje, onda ste bili izloženi kao pod svjetlom.
No, no one of my God brothers answered, yes, I have faith that Krishna is God.
Niti jedan od mojih braća po Bogu nije odgovorio, da, ja imam vjeru da je Krishna Bog.
Prabhupada became very intense.
I Prabhupada je postao jako intenzivan.
I have faith that Krishna is God.
Ja imam vjeru da je Krishna Bog.
And that's why I'm pushing on even in my old age.
I zato čak i u ovom poznijem dobu ja i dalje, kako se kaže, puširam.
Another time, Prabhupada asked his devotees, and I will ask this question now to you.
A drugi put je Prabhupada pitao bhakte, ja ću vam to isto pitanje sada postaviti.
How do we know that Krishna is God?
Kako mi to znamo da je Krishna Bog?
No.
Znamo.
Not believe.
Ne vjerujemo.
How do we know that Krishna is God?
Kako znamo da je Krishna Bog?
Now I have put you on the spot.
To sam ja stavio pod svjetlo.
That is my full intention.
A to sam učinio s namjerom.
Here is one, Madhaji.
Postoji dokazi iz pisa.
Well, there are so many scriptures.
Ali postoji tako puno spisa.
You know, someone said this when Prabhupada. Your answer is very good, Madhaji. Please don't sink into the floor. It is a very helpful answer.
Sada nemoj propasti pod zemljom, ovaj Madhaji, moraš znati da je to pravilan odgovor.
One devotee said, because Krishna says so in the Bhagavad Gita. That's how we know that he is God.
A jedan bhakta je rekao, pa Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita da je on Bog, i tako znamo.
And Prabhupada's answer was, anyone can say that.
A Prabhupada je odgovorio, pa svako može reći tako nešto.
Yes, our Guru Maharaj. Yes, please.
I personally think one cannot know Krishna unless you realize.
Ja osobno mislim da ne možete zaista poznavati Krishnu ukoliko ga ne realizirate.
It's a very good answer.
To je vrlo dobar odgovor.
Yeah. You can only have faith.
Možete samo vjerovati.
You can have faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, but to know him, you must realize him. That is.
Možete imati vjeru u Guru, Sadhu i Shastra, ali poznavati ga, zato mora postojati realizacija.
Yes. Other answers, please. How do we know that Krishna is God?
Drugi odgovori, kako znamo da je Krishna Bog?
Govinda Gopal.
It has happened to me that in some difficult situations, after intense prayers, I got an answer through, or realization through a kind of answer.
Mm-hmm. And some answer came in your life, and you felt that was, and it came after a prayer, so you felt Krishna had arranged this. Mm-hmm.
Došli su neki odgovori, i to posle molitvi, i ti si osjećao Krishna je to uredio.
Maybe it was just your karma.
Ali možda je to bila samo tvoja karma.
It's a very good answer. I just want you to think. Please don't feel shocked.
Odgovor je jako dobar, ali ja samo želim vas navesti da razmišljate. Nemojte biti šokirani s tim.
How do you know that Krishna is God? Mahachandra.
Zato što je on tako fin, lijep, dobar.
He's so nice.
Tako je dobar.
I will not answer anything now, but I could give an answer.
Neću sad ništa odgovoriti na ovo, ali mogao bih nešto reći.
I personally also think Krishna is
very nice. Ja osobno isto mislim da je Krishna jako fin.
He's too good to be an imagination. Yes.
Previše je dobar da bi bio neka imaginacija, produkt imaginacije.
As you know, some atheists could really challenge you, but ali, no need. Your name is Srivas Pandit, I believe. Or Srivas Pandit, yeah?
Oh, he has the most powerful, all-powerful name.
He has an all-powerful name. A godly name.
Da ima božansko ime. Najmoćnije ime.
Prabhu, I would feel so bad now to give counter arguments.
Tako se loše osjećam sada ako bih trebao davati kontrargumente.
Thank you very much. There are many other voices up, but I will ask you another time.
Hvala vam puno, ima još puno kandidata za odgovor, ali pitat ću vas drugi put.
When Prabhupada asked, how do we know Krishna is God? Someone said to him, you told us so, and you are a representative of Krishna, our spiritual master.
Kad je Prabhupada pitao, znači kako znamo da je Krishna Bog, neko je odgovorio, pa ti si nam to rekao, a ti si predstavnik Krishna i naš duhovni učitelj.
Srila Prabhupada was very much in the fiery mood. He said, well, someone can say, I'm just an old man.
Prabhupada je bio u izazivačkom raspoloženju, pa rekao je, pa, ali neko može reći, pa ja sam, on je samo starac.
And then he gave, then Prabhupada gave his answer.
I onda je Prabhupada dao svoj odgovor.
He said, you know Krishna is God because you feel his presence when you chant.
On je rekao, vi znate da je Krishna Bog zato što osjećate njegovo prisustvo dok mantrate.
You know Krishna is God because you feel his presence when you serve him.
Znate da je Krishna Bog zato što osjećate njegovo prisustvo dok ga služite.
You feel the ecstasy.
Osjećate ekstazu.
This is the proof.
I to je dokaz.
Another time,
u drugom jednoj prilici,
this was in Kumbh Mela, Prabhupada answered
his question. Ovo pitanje je Krishna Prabhupada postavio na Kumbh Meli.
Then he was in Philadelphia.
Onda je doputovao u Philadelphia.
America.
U Ameriku.
He again asked, it was years later, how do we know that Krishna is God?
To se dogodilo još godinama kasnije, ali on ponovo pitao kako mi znamo da je Krishna Bog.
And the devotee who was there in India in Kumbh Mela repeated his answer.
A bhakta koji je bio prisutan na Kumbh Meli kad je on prije postavio to pitanje je ponovio njegov odgovor.
You know Krishna is God because you feel his presence when you chant and serve him.
Znate da je Krishna Bog zato što osjećate njegovo prisustvo dok mantrate i dok ga služite.
And he wanted to continue.
I želio produžiti, nastaviti.
You feel the ecstasy. This is the proof.
Osjećate ekstazu i to je dokaz.
But when he arrived at the word you feel.
Ali kad je došao do riječi osjećaš.
Prabhupada said no.
Prabhupada je rekao ne.
The devotee went, pa, India, Kumbh Mela.
Ali Bhakta je bio zbunjen, rekao India, Kumbh Mela.
Prabhupada says, you know Krishna is God because the Bhagavad Gita says so.
Pravo ti rekao, znate da je Krishna Bog zato što Bhagavad Gita to kaže.
Aham savasya prabhavo, matasavam pavatate iti matva bhujante vajante mang buddha bhava samanvita. I'm the source of all spiritual and material worlds, etc.
Ja sam izvor svih materialnih i duhovnih svjetova i tako dalje.
Not so easy to have faith in Krishna.
Nije tako lako imati vjeru u Krišnu.
There are different approaches.
I pristupi su različiti.
There's the approach which Govinda Gopal has said, the experience.
Postoji pristup koji nam je predložio Govinda Gopal, radi se o iskustvu tamo.
But mostly Srila Prabhupada has said, faith means, or Shraddha means to have firm faith in the purpose of the scriptures.
Ali u najvećem broju slučajeva Prabhupada je govorio da Shraddha znači imati čvrstu vjeru u objašnjenja spisa.
Shraddha also means that you have the desire to follow your faith in the process which the scriptures give you.
Shraddha također znači da imate želju da slijedite vjeru koju dobijate iz spisa.
And we hear from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that there are two types of faith. One is a forced type of faith and the other is a natural faith.
A od Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura saznajemo da postoje dva tipa vjere. Jedna je kao prisilna vjera, a druga je prirodna.
Now we will enter into the wonderful, we will hopefully meet the wonderful queen of faith of Shraddha.
A sada ćemo, nadamo se, susresti predivnu kraljicu vjere ili Shraddha.
Keep in mind there are different types of faith.
Imajte uvijek na umu da postoje različiti tipovi vjere.
On different levels.
Na različitim nivoima.
But you must know that only if you have faith will you be successful in your work.
Ali morate biti svjesni da uspješni u svom poslu ćete biti jedino ukoliko imate vjeru.
You can do sacrifice.
Možete se žrtvovati.
You can give in charity.
Ne možete vršiti žrtvovanja, možete davati milostinju.
Many penances in your spiritual life.
Puno pokore u svom duhovnom životu možete činiti.
If your faith is not there, everything will be impermanent.
Ali ako su lišeni vjere, sve će to biti privremeno.
It's called asat.
I naziva se asat.
This is what Krishna says in the Gita 17:28.
To je ono što Krišna kaže u 28. šloki 17. poglavlja Gite.
What is faith? How does it feel?
Što je vjera? Kako se osjećamo kad imamo vjeru?
Faith is described by Patanjali, the great authority on yoga psychology, as a complete clarity of the heart.
Patanjali, veliki autoritet na polju yoga psihologije, je vjeru opisao kao čist... I'm sorry...
A complete clarity of the heart.
A potpuna jasnoća ili čistoća, jasnoća u srcu.
When you have faith, you are clear in your heart what has to be done.
Kada imate vjeru, jasno je vam je u srcu što se treba uraditi.
When you have no faith, you are confused and clouded.
A kada nemate vjere, onda ste zbunjeni i prekriveni.
If your faith goes away, you become foggy minded.
Ako izgubite svoju vjeru, postaćete magloviti u svome umu.
Faith is also like a loving mother which protects the child.
Vjera je također poput majke pune ljubavi koja štiti svoje dijete.
We can see our Sita Thakurani totally absorbed in Sri Mangorahari, her small baby, and she will protect her baby from cold, fever. I think the whole Serbian army could come and Sita would all box them to the ground if they would be harmful to her baby.
Možemo vidjeti, na primjer, kako je Sita Thakurani potpuno apsorbirana u zaštitu svoje bebe i ona nastoji zaštititi od svih nepovoljnosti, od hladnoće, od grozne izje. Čak kad bi cijela srpska vojska sada došla, sve bi ih nokautirala ako misli da mogu da naškode njenoj bebi.
Loving mother is very protective.
Majka puna ljubavi uvijek spremna da štiti.
There are stories in the history of mankind that loving mothers could almost lift babies, no, not babies, that's easy, but mountains in order to protect their babies, which were in danger of being rolled over by a mountain.
Postoje priče iz historije čovječanstva kako su majke spremne učiniti puno, kako su spremne praktički podići planinu da bi zaštitile svoju bebu koja je na primjer u opasnosti od lavine.
Faith is like a loving mother, is described like a loving mother which can protect the faithful.
Vjera je opisana kao majka puna ljubavi koja je u stanju zaštititi onoga koji je vjeran.
Srila Vyasadev says, faith is like a loving mother which protects the yogi.
Srila Vyasadev kaže, vjera je poput majke puna ljubavi koja štiti jogija.
If you have doubts in your system,
ako su u vaš sistem zašle sumnje,
you can't walk the path of bhakti very nicely.
Onda ne možete kročiti jako sigurno putem bhakti.
You are unprotected.
Nemate zaštitu.
You feel like someone who has moshki yesht pikes in the feet.
Osjećate se kao neko koji je nagazio na bodlje morskog ježa.
It was my first time when I came to Yugoslavia. I said, Adia, yuhey! Jumped with my feet on 20,000 moshki yesht.
To se dogodilo kad sam prvi put došao u Jugoslaviju. Mislio sam, Jadransko more. I onda sam skočio svojim stopalima na 20,000 morskih ježova odjednom.
And for the rest of the tour I could only crawl on my knees.
Za čitavo vrijeme ostatka turneje mogao sam samo puziti na koljenima.
Yeah, it was very disturbing.
To je bilo jako uznevjeravajući osjećaj.
This can happen when a person walks in his Krishna consciousness and he steps on doubts.
I to se može dogoditi kada osoba hoda putem svjesnosti Krišne i nagazi na sumnje.
He can't walk any longer the spiritual path.
Više ne može kročiti duhovnim putem.
He's in danger.
U opasnosti je.
Any small thing can shake his faith.
I svaka malešna stvar može uzburkati njegovu vjeru.
Annihilated, I wanted to say.
Htio sam reći uništiti.
Yeah. Yes. So how do we get this type of faith?
Dakle, kako stičemo takvu vrstu vjere?
The type of faith which we are talking about can be gotten from the scriptures.
Vjera o kojoj govorimo se može dobiti iz pisa.
But you must understand that the scriptures have a transcendental origin.
Ali morali biste shvatiti da spisi imaju transcendentalno porijeklo.
If you think the scriptures are just written together by some power hungry brahmanas to make everyone their servants, then it's not good.
Ako mislite da su spisi sastavili neki brahmani koji su bili gladni moći da bi stekli poštovanje, onda to nije jako dobro.
If you think that, well, there were some primitive people who in olden times wrote some unscientific descriptions of reality, you will not learn from the Shastras.
Ili pak ako mislite, u neka minula vremena postojali su neki primitivni ljudi koji su napisali neznanstvena objašnjenja stvarnosti, onda isto nemate pravi odgovor.
You will only have faith in the scriptures if you really understand that they were spoken by Lord Krishna.
Vjeru u spise ćete imati jedino ukoliko razumijete da je njih izgovorio Gospod Krishna.
And they were handed down through the ages.
I da su se tako prenosili kroz vjekove.
Yeah. Sometimes people say we don't know if the scriptures come from God.
Ponekad ljudi kažu pa mi ne znamo da li spisi dolaze od Boga.
The author of the scriptures is not known.
Njihov autor je nepoznat.
But don't you think if there would have been another author of the Vedas, he would have been mentioned in the Vedas?
Ali zar ne mislite da kada bi Vede imali nekog drugog autora, on ne bi bio spomenut?
Up till now, no other author than God has been identified.
Do dana današnjeg niti jedan drugi autor osim Boga nije bio uočen.
And what is more, the greatest scholars of the Vedas, Shankara, Madhva, Ramanuja, Kumarila Bhatta, from the 6th century, and Rupa Goswami, they say the scriptures are apurusheya, that is, not written by a purusha, an ordinary person.
I što je još bitnije, veliki autoriteti na polju Veda, kao što su gore navedeni, kažu da su spisi apurusheya, što znači nisu napisani od čovjeka ili puruše.
They were revealed in the Vedic scripture, in the Torah Lord Brahma.
Oni su bili razotkriveni Brahmi.
And it is said that there is a verse which says, O Supreme Lord, your Veda is the supreme eye for all beings to see reality.
I postoji spis koji kaže, o svevišnji gospode, tvoja Veda je najbolje oko kojim se može vidjeti stvarnost.
Yes, and the Vedic scriptures have been revealed in such a way with knowledge so that every type of being, Gandharva, human, forefather, those in the modes of nature, could get useful knowledge to reach self-realization.
A i Vede su predstavljene na taj način da se svaki tip živog bića, od Gandharve, prapredaka, drugih osoba koji su pod utjecajem guna materijalne prirode, mogu biti oživljeni u samospoznaji.
If you want to get the rare jewel of faith from the scriptures, you must have this type of faith in the scriptures.
I ako želite dobiti taj rijetki dragulj vjere iz spisa, ako želite dobiti rijetki dragulj iz spisa, morate imati takvu vrstu vjere u njih.
Yes. The scriptures will tell you something how you can obtain direct experience.
Spisi će vam reći nešto o tome kako da steknete direktno iskustvo.
But if you want to start your spiritual life, you must first start in faith in the scriptures.
Ali ako želite početi svoj duhovni život, prije svega morate započeti sa vjerom u spise.
This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's definition.
To je definicija Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He says, Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all other activities.
On kaže da je Shraddha čvrsti tip vjere koji nam omogućuje da shvatimo da jednostavno prakticiranjem predanog služenja ćemo ispuniti sve ostale aktivnosti.
By devotional service, in other words, this is what Lord Chaitanya says, you should have faith that everything else in your life will be taken care of.
Drugim riječima, ono što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže je da trebate imati vjeru da jednostavno ako prakticirate predano služenje, svi drugi aspekti života će biti zadovoljeni.
You might ask, from where does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take this definition?
Možete se pitati, pa odakle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu izvlači tu definiciju?
If we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will find out he takes this definition from a verse in the Bhagavatam, which comes in the fourth canto, 31st chapter, verse 14.
Pa da, ukoliko čitamo... 14. Ukoliko čitamo čitanje Čaritamritu, saznaćemo da je on nalazi u jednom stihu Bhagavat, u stihu iz 4. pevanja, 31. poglavlja 14. stiha Srimad Bhagavat.
This verse addresses our faith.
E taj stih se tiče naše vjere.
It says, by pouring water to the root of a tree, you can supply all the leaves with water.
I on veli da zalijevajući korijen drveta, svoćete lišće obezbijediti ili snabdjeti vodom.
And by giving food to the stomach, your life is nourished and all the limbs are satisfied.
A hraneći stomak, onda su hranjeni također i svi životni zrakovi i svi udovi tjelesni su zadovoljeni.
In the same way, by worshipping Lord Krishna, you will satisfy all the other important personalities.
Na sličan način, obožavajući gospoda Krišnu, zadovoljiti ćete sve ostale bitne ili značajne osobe.
And this is what it says in the scriptures.
Znači, to je ono što se kaže u spisima.
And a person will start here his spiritual life.
I tako će osoba početi sa svojim duhovnim.
Let me follow. In good faith, I take this up. I will serve Krishna.
Zašto ne bih slijedio? S dobrom vjerom ću prihvatiti ova uputstva i služit ću Krišnu.
And then the needs of my life will be taken care.
I tada će sve potrebe moga života biti zadovoljene.
Yesterday's someone I want to buy a Shiva, but I have no money at the moment.
Jučer sam htio kupiti Shivu, ali u trenutku nisam ne stojim dobro s parama.
And I told the seller, the Shiva seller, I have faith if I serve Krishna nicely, money will come my way.
I rekao sam trgovcu koji je prodavao Shivu, imam vjeru da ukoliko dobro služim Krišnu, novac će mi doći.
I just wanted to say this.
Samo sam htio to spomenuti.
This is a very nice understanding the Shiva seller told me.
A onda trgovac koji je prodavao Shivu rekao je, to je vrlo dobar pristup, vrlo dobro razumijevanje.
Do you think it will happen to me also?
Da li misliš da će se i meni slična stvar dogoditi?
I'm a poor grihasta.
Ja sam siromašni grihasta.
Should I just serve Krishna? Everything will be taken care of.
Da li da samo služim Krishnu i sve će biti u redu?
Well, serving Krishna means for everyone according to his ashram.
Ali služiti Krišnu znači da svako to treba raditi u skladu sa svojim ashramom.
Grihastas have to work.
Grihaste moraju raditi.
In this way Krishna will give them.
Na taj način Krišna će im dati.
Brahmacharis and sannyasis have to beg.
A brahmacharis i sannyasi moraju prositi.
In this way Krishna will give them.
I tako će im Krišna dati.
Everyone has to go according to the system of Krishna, which Krishna gave him, and With full faith serve Krishna, and Krishna will give you through the different channels which he has organized for you.
Svako mora slijediti sistem koji je Krishna ustanovio i sa vjerom izvršavati te upute i onda preko različitih kanala koje je on uspostavio Krishna će vam dati.
Faith in what you do is so important, so powerful that everything can happen. So a person who is faithful.
Vjera, imati vjeru u ono što radite je tako moćno da bilo šta se može dogoditi osobi koja ima vjeru.
I know in Serbia we have one folklorist singer, I think he's called Bajega, who has no idea of singing.
Mislim, u Srbiji imamo jednog folk pjevača koji mislim da se zove Bajega i koji nema pojma o pjevanju.
Is he called Bajega? Yeah.
Tako li se zove? Da.
No good voice.
Nema glas dobar.
Very ordinary person.
Jako obično izgleda.
Not super highly intelligent.
Nije baš ono super ekstra inteligentan.
But he has faith.
Ali ima vjeru.
I just open my mouth.
Samo ću otvoriti usta.
I just sing.
Pjevat ću.
And people believe him.
I ljudi mu vjeruju.
Faith is very powerful.
Vjera je jako moćna.
Even in the mode of ignorance.
Čak i ako je u gunu neznanja.
Bajega is clear about his life and mission.
Bajeg je potpuno jasno što je, o čemu se radi u njegovom životu.
I just sing.
Ja samo pjevam.
La 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 la. Oops. Again. La 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 la. Oops. To je neurednut.
To nije urednut.
Now there are two types of faith, and with this I want to end.
Sad postoje dvije vrste vjere i sa ovom poentom želim završiti.
We are now going back from the mode of ignorance, by the way, back to Krishna consciousness, if it's all right with you.
I sad se postupno, ukoliko je to u redu s vama, vraćamo od gune neznanja do svjesnosti Krišne.
There is Shastriya Shraddha.
Postoji dakle da Shastriya Shraddha.
That is faith in the scriptures.
Vjera u spise.
And then there is Laukiki Shraddha, or popular faith.
I Laukiki ili uobičajena vjera.
When you go to the scriptures, you will find a total new definition of reality.
Kada pristupite s pismima, pronađete potpuno drugačiju viziju stvarnosti.
And if you go to ordinary people, they will tell you work. study, have fulfilling sexual relationships, good psychological state of mind.
A ukoliko priđete običnim ljudima, onda će vam reći radite, studirajte, imajte zadovoljavajuće seksualne odnose, pravilni psihološki.
The scriptures will direct you to a totally new dimension of life.
A spisi će vas usmjeriti ka potpuno drugačijoj novoj dimenziji života.
If you have faith in the scriptures, you will get higher results.
Ukoliko imate vjeru u spise, dobit ćete izvanredne rezultate.
And if you have faith in the materialistic people, you will also get results.
A ukoliko imate vjeru u materialističke ljude, također ćete dobiti rezultat.
Don't worry, results will come in both directions.
Bez brige, u kojem pravcu da krenete, rezultati će biti tu.
But when you enter the material field, you might lose your faith in Krishna.
Ali kada zađete u materijalno polje, možete izgubiti svoju vjeru u Krishnu.
In Germany, we have a psychological revolution in the Hare Krishna movement.
U Njemačkoj smo doživjeli jednu psihološku revoluciju unutar Hare Krishna pokreta.
Since one year,
i to se dešava već godinu dana, se odvija.
And we have noted that the devotees are losing their faith in Krishna.
I primijetili smo da bhakte gube svoju vjeru u Krishnu.
We had asked the question why.
I postavili smo pitanje zašto.
And we made a research work and found out that once this has actually also happened in Christianity.
Obavili smo jedno istraživanje i shvatili da se to također prije dogodilo unutar kršćanstva.
There was a monastery of Christian nuns.
U jednom manastiru gdje su živjele kaluđerice.
And they took a course by the famous psychoanalyst or psychologist Carl Rogers.
Ili monahinja, i one su prisustvovale seminaru koji je držio poznati psiholog Rogers.
And they found out more and more Christian nuns were blooping from the monastery.
I šta se dogodilo? Više i više monahinja je blupavalo, napuštalo je manastir.
And they took to material life.
I prihvatili su materialistički život.
And you know, because they were actually pious people, they failed. They had an identity crisis and failed also in their material life.
A zato što su istinski bili duhovne ličnosti, doživjeli su krizu identiteta i neuspješni su bili i u materijalnom životu.
Carl Rogers heard about this and felt terribly sorry for them.
Carl Rogers je čuo o tome i bilo mu je izuzetno žao zbog njih.
And he was thinking, what went wrong?
I razmišljao, pa šta je pošlo krivo?
Yes, and then he found out.
I onda je shvatio.
Previously, these nuns had God in the center.
Prethodno su te monahinje držale Boga u središtu.
And by psychology, you put me in the center, the I in the center, the ego in the center.
A putem psihologije postavite sebe ili ego u središtu.
For materialists it may work to some degree if they put the ego in the center.
Za materialiste stvar do određenog stupnja može funkcionirati ako stave taj ego u središte.
They make a few ego experiences.
Dožive neka ego iskustva.
But for spiritualists they have to put God in the center and then they make God experiences.
Ali duhovnjaci moraju staviti Boga u središte i onda imaju iskustvo Boga.
This is called spirit of faith and material faith.
I to je razlika između duhovne i materijalne vjere.
Or faith in the shastra and faith in the ordinary opinion.
Ili pak vjere u spise i vjere u obično mišljenje.
I wish to say that also for a devotee it is helpful to look at his anattas and his psychology.
Za bhaktu isto smatram da je bitno da ponekad promatra svoje anarte i svoj psihološki sustav.
And it is, can also be helpful to address these if there are problems on the level where the problems appear, that is the mind level.
I može biti od koristi ukoliko se takvim problema obrati na nivoima na kojima se pojavljuju, što će reći na nivou uma, mentale.
But ultimately these can only be help us, or these tips can be help us for his spiritual development.
Ali u konačnom smislu te stvari mogu biti samo podrška ili neka vrsta pomagala u njegovom duhovnom razvitku.
It must be done to put Krishna in the spiritual life means to put Krishna in the center.
Duhovni život znači staviti Krishnu u središte.
How do you get this faith?
Ali kako stječemo takvu vjeru?
And not only faith, you should be clear about it.
Ne samo vjera, to vam treba biti potpuno jasno.
Not foggy.
Ne sve maglovito.
It is said this faith comes in the association of devotees.
Pa kaže se da ta vjera se rađa u društvu bhakti.
There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Satang prasangam mama viya samvidu bhavanti hritkana rasayana kata tachyoshanadashvapavagavatmani shraddha ratiya bhakti anukramishyati. It says, in simple words, if you hear the nice Krishna conscious subjects in the association of devotees, three things come.
Da nalazimo taj stih u Srimad Bhagavatamu koji jednostavnim riječima rečeno kaže da ukoliko lijepe teme o svjesnosti Krišne slušamo u društvu bhakta, dešavaju se tri stvari.
First, the faith comes.
Prvo javlja se vjera.
Then the bhava comes.
A zatim dolazi bhava.
The deep mood.
Duboko raspoloženje.
And then the prema comes.
I konačno prema.
Pure love of Krishna.
Čista ljubav prema Krishna.
You should go into the association of devotees. I mean, now we are, it's very, I want to say it like this. The summer camps are very useful.
Ovo je ono što želim reći. Ovi ljetni kampovi su vrlo korisni.
We can watch if our summer camp visit is successful.
Možemo procijeniti da li je naš posjet ljetnom kampu uspješan.
By how our shraddha grows.
Pod time kako se naša shraddha razvija ili raste.
Finally we should have some Krishna conscious bhava, some emotions for Krishna.
Konačno trebamo steći neku svjesnu Krishna bhavu, osjećaje prema Krishna.
This is maybe it will develop in anukramishyati in steps, but finally our life will get pure love of Godhead.
I naravno to će se razvijati onako stupnjevito, ali u konačnoj krajnjoj instanci dostići ćemo i ljubav prema Bogu.
If someone doesn't want to come with to devotees and just read the scriptures, the faith cannot come.
Ako neko nije spreman pristupiti baktama, već samo želi čitati spise, vjera se neće roditi.
Scriptures teach theoretically.
Spisi nas podučavaju teoretski.
But the devotees teach practically.
A bhakte pak praktično.
And very often the devotees do you one favor.
I vrlo često bhakte vam učine jedan vrstu usluge.
In the association of devotees, sometimes it happens that our heart, which is sealed by the knot of false ego,
to se dešava ponekad u društvu bhakta kada je naše srce zapečaćeno čvorom lažnog ja.
This ego might be cut.
Taj ego se može biti prerezan.
But only then our heart can open and real shraddha can take place.
Ali samo se tada naše srce može otvoriti i istinska shraddha probuditi.
Please don't run away from devotees.
Molim vas, nemojte bježati od bhakta.
Sometimes we feel, oh, I will just read the scriptures and chant.
Ponekad se osjećamo, pa ja bih najradije samo čitao spise i mantra.
When I meet devotees, they might tell me that I'm not 100% all right.
Kada sretnem bhakta, oni mogu reći pa da nisam baš 100% u redu.
Very tough, malo teško.
I to je jako teško.
Jako teško. Sometimes when you come in the association of devotees and you feel, something has changed.
Ponekad kad dođete u društvo bhakti i osjetite, nešto se promijenilo.
Jako teško. You can see the first sign of success.
U tome možete prepoznati prvi znak uspjeha.
The false ego.
Lažni ja.
Is moved.
Lažni ja je pokrenut.
Something happens with a knot.
Nešto se zbiva sa čvorom.
You know, you come in the association of devotees, and then Rohini Sudha Prabhu does his celebrated, highly musical kirtans.
Dođete u društvu bhakta i onda Rohini Sudha izvede svoje proslavljene i izuzetno muzikalne kirtane.
And then he comes and he pushes you in the center, and you really feel like your body is made of granite.
Onda vas uhvati i gurne vas u središte kirtana, vi se osjećate kao da vam je cijelo tijelo od granita.
And now you have to dance like a Serbian from the villages.
A sada morate igrati kao neki srpski seljak.
I am from Beograd.
Ja sam iz Beograda.
Ja sam Skopje.
Sam iz Skopja.
I'm from London.
Iz Londona.
I'm from Warsaw.
Iz Varšave.
No need to dance like a Serbian villager.
Nema potrebe igrati kao neki srpski seljak.
You are getting the advantage of Vaishnav association.
Ali na taj način stječete prednost druženja sa Vaishnavom.
Your false ego gets attacked.
Vaš lažni ja biva napadnut.
And as a result you feel look. But after some time you feel very good and very happy.
I na početku se osjećate malo nategnuto, ali poslije ste vrlo zadovoljni, vrlo sretni.
The association of devotees is a practical teaching.
U društvu bhakta učimo na praktičan način.
It's necessary so that your shraddha becomes very firm.
I to je neophodno da bi vaša shraddha postala vrlo snažna.
It's necessary so that you can say yes, I believe in Krishna because I experience him when I chant and when I serve him.
Nužno je da biste rekli da ja vjerujem u Krišnu zato što mogu, imam iskustvo dok mantram, dok ga služim.
This level you will experience by two things.
A taj ćete nivo iskusiti zahvaljujući dvije stvari.
Hear from the shastras in the association of devotees.
Slušanjem iz šastra i druženjem s bhaktama.
This is a recipe.
I to je recept.
I will end my class here.
I ovdje ću stati sa svojom lekcijom.
And I couldn't end say everything I wanted to say, but in the afternoon I will give you a 5-step process from Jiva Goswami how you can firm make your faith very firm.
Da, nisam uspio reći sve što sam planirao, ali popodne ću vam iznijeti pet koraka,
yes.
On koji je Rupa Goswami preporučio.
No, Jiva Goswami. Yeah. He's great philosopher, Virachandra Jiva. Yeah. So, and I will give you an example of one of the brothers of grandfather Bhishma, his name is Uparichara Vasu.
I daću vam primjer jednog od braće djeda Bhishme koji zove Uparichara Vasu,
who had so much faith that although he was attacked with weapons, something wonderful happened to him.
Koji imao tako puno vjere da iako je bio napadnut s oružjem, nešto mu se divno dogodilo.
First he was attacked with propaganda. Prvo, and then with weapons.
Prvo je bio napadnut propagandom, a konačno i oružjem.
Yes. If you don't take this process of hearing the shastras and having association with devotees, your faith will be what is called forced faith.
Ukoliko ne prihvatite te metode slušanja iz šastra i druženja s baktama, onda će vaša vjera biti ono što nazivamo prinudnom vjerom, prisilnom.
It will be mental.
Biće mentalno.
Only if you study the shastras and have association with the devotees, your faith will go from the intellectual level into your heart and will become very strong.
Samo proučavanjem spisa i druženjem sa baktama, vaša vjera će sa intelektualnog nivoa doći u srce i postati snažna.
Yeah, therefore this bhakti sanghas or bhakti vriksha groups are very important for our spiritual survival.
Zato za naš duhovni opstanak ove bhakta sanghe ili bhakti vriksha grupe su tako značajne.
Yes, very, very good. Virchana, today you have translated so wonderful. What has happened? Okay, do you have any questions?
Da li ima pitanja?
Te Jashvi Gorangi. Aha, very good question. Yes, I will again say it in English, and then Tejasvi Gorangi is explaining. It may happen that a devotee knows he should change something in his behavior.
Može se dogoditi da bhakta zna da treba promijeniti nešto u svom ponašanju.
But he cannot do it.
Ali ne može to učiniti.
Is this because of a lack of faith?
Da li se to isto dešava zbog nedostatka
vjere? Or is it because of his material attachments?
Ili zbog materijalnih vezanosti?
Yes. Jiva Goswami has spoken about this.
Jiva Goswami je govorio o tome.
And Tejasvi Gorangi, you seem to have looked into my notes.
I čini se kao da si ti pogledala u moje bilješke.
Jiva Goswami says sometimes a faithful person who has faith sees that he has still material attachments.
Jiva Goswami kaže ponekad osoba koja posjeduje vjeru sagleda da još uvijek ima materijalnih vezanosti.
Does this happen to you?
Da li se to i vama događa?
You have faith in Krishna consciousness.
Imate vjeru u svjesnost Krishna.
But material attachments.
Ali,
jako teško.
Ali te materialne vezanosti. Jako teško.
Yes. Do you know this? Jiva Goswami says such a devotee who wants to who knows I should change, but he seems he can't change. He should become very humble.
Jiva Goswami kaže, takav bhakta koji zna da se treba promijeniti, ali ne može se promijeniti.
He should understand due to my samskaras.
On treba postati jako ponizan i shvatiti.
I am attached to this particular thing.
Vezan sam za ovu određenu stvar.
It's not favorable for my devotional life. I know.
To je nepovoljno za moj duhovni život i ja to znam.
But I'm so weak.
Ali tako sam slab.
And this feeling of humility.
I taj osjećaj poniznosti.
Will give rise to bhakti.
Će dopustiti bhakti da se probudi.
And the bhakti will eventually destroy the material attachments.
I na kraju krajeva bhakti će uništiti materijalne vezanosti.
Normally what happens to a devotee who has material attachments is this.
Ono što se obično dešava bhakti koji ima materijalne vezanosti je sljedeće.
My attachments are very spiritual.
Oh, moje su vezanosti jako duhovne.
When I go into the cinema and see the movies, I can connect it to Krishna.
Kada idem u kino i pogledam film, to mogu povezati s Krishnom.
When I hear Led Zeppelin.
A kada slušam Led Zeppelin.
Whole lot of love.
Whole lot of love.
I remember love of Godhead and prema.
Puno, uvijek se sjećam ljubavi prema Bogu i preme.
When I have male seksualne život, not big seksualne život, just male.
Kada malo seksualnog života prakticiram, ne puno, samo malo.
I totally get an idea what is prema and love of Godhead.
A tada stječem potpuno jasnu ideju šta je prema ili ljubav prema Bogu.
Yes. This is called rationalizing your material attachments.
To je zove racionaliziranje materijalnih vezanosti.
And as it's better to be honest.
Ali bolje je biti iskren.
I am a person of this world.
Ja sam čovjek, iz ovog svijeta potičem.
I am still attached.
Još uvijek sam vezan.
Krishna, I know you are Krishna.
Krishna, ja znam da si ti Krishna.
I am a fallen soul.
I pala sam duša.
Please help me.
Molim te, pomozi mi.
And such a attitude will give rise to first class bhakti.
A takav stav će probuditi prvoklasnu bhakti.
There is a great mistake in the heads of the western bhakti yogis.
U glavama zapadnjačkih bhakti yogija snalazi jedna strašna greška.
They think Krishna consciousness is a matter of accomplishments.
Misle da je svjesnost Krishne stvar postizanja.
The more I'm renounced,
što sam odvojeni,
the more I am good in spiritual life.
To sam bolji u duhovnom životu.
This is the jnana path.
To je put jnane.
There it is correct.
I tamo je to sasvim u redu.
But in bhakti it's a matter of, you know, of the heart.
Ali bhakti je pitanje srca.
The bhakta can be still attached.
Bhakta može biti još uvijek vezan.
As long as he is honest and tries his best.
Ali dokle god je pošten i daje sve od sebe.
To serve Krishna.
Da služi Krishna.
He can be attached and still hear about Krishna.
On može biti vezan i još uvijek slušati o Krishni.
Krishna book and so, huh? Then bhakti will appear.
I tada će se bhakti pojaviti.
Yes. I believe because of this misunderstanding there's a lot of dishonesty sometimes amongst practitioners.
I mislim da zbog tog shvaćanja ima puno neiskrenosti, nepoštenja među nama.
Of course you know, have to know this doesn't mean you can do anything and everything, then you are not a bhakta.
Naravno, morate biti svjesni da sad to ne znači da možete raditi šta god vam prahne, onda niste bhakta.
Bhakta means you give your best, but even though you may not be perfect, Krishna will come and he will say this is a sadhu, sadhu eva samantavya.
Bhakta znači da čak i ako niste savršeni, dajete od sve od sebe, činite najbolje što možete, i onda Krishna dođe i kaže on je sve jedno sadhu.
Yes. Devotees can be measured by their bhakti.
Bhakta se procjenjuje po njegovoj bhakti.
And by their amount of faith.
I po količini vjere.
If you want to study this more, please go to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila.
Ako želite više znati o ovome, uzmite čitanje Madhya Lila.
Chapter 22.
22. poglavlje.
And read verse 64.
I 64. strofa.
Up to 69.
Pa sve do 69.
Yes. This for your own study.
To je za...
Da, Krishna. I want to say this again because devotees, I'm sometimes quoted, these things go on internet all over the world. And yes, a devotee must avoid sinful activities.
Da, naravno, bhakta mora izbjegavati grešne aktivnosti.
In Vishnu Purana it says, O King, Lord Vishnu is satisfied by those who do not covet other men's wives or belongings, and he's satisfied by those who do not engage in violent acts.
Da, Vishnu Purana kaže, Sri Vishnu je zadovoljan s onima koji ne požele tuđu ženu ili posjede i koji se ne uključuju u nasilne aktivnosti.
A devotee wants to satisfy Vishnu, so therefore he keeps away from sin.
A bhakta želi zadovoljiti Vishnu i zato se čuva podalje od grijeha.
But even though he may have material attachments,
ali čak i ako ima materijalnih vezanosti,
even he may be like the devotee which Tejasvi Gorangi described, who knows he should change something but who is too weak.
Čak i ako je poput bhakte koju Tejasvi Gorangi opisala, koji zna da nešto treba promijeniti ali je slab,
he shouldn't rationalize his material attachments.
Onda ne treba racionalizirati svoje materijalne vezanosti.
He should feel humble and fallen and turn to the Lord, and then this bhakti will take care of the obstacles.
Treba se osjećati palim i treba se okrenuti Gospodu i onda će bhakti ukloniti prepreke.
In the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, there is a verse which says, Yata Shradho, that my devotee may have faith in me.
U 11. pjevanju Bhagavata nalazimo stih koji kaže: Moj bhakta može vjerovati u mene.
And my devotee may know that sense gratification brings a miserable end.
I može znati da će ga čulno uživanje dovesti do užasnog, završava sa bjedom.
But he is not yet able to stop sense gratification.
Ali još uvijek nije u stanju prestati sa čulnim uživanjem.
No problem.
Nema problema.
My devotee should remain happy.
Moj bhakta treba ostati sretan
and continue to hear and listen about me.
I nastavi da sluša o meni.
You know, in a humble frame of mind, not proud. Oh,
u poniznom stanju uma, a ne ponosno.
Yes, and then he will surely get love of Krishna, which will remove the obstacle in the heart.
I onda će zaista dobiti ljubav prema Krišni, koja će ukloniti prepreke iz srca.
Hare Krishna, we have come to an end. We will continue this afternoon on the same subject matter with a five-step process and the example of an amazing devotee of Lord Krishna.
I dobro, sada smo došli do kraja, a popodne ćemo nastaviti s istom temom, objasnit ćemo taj proces od pet stupnjeva i čućemo zadivljujući primjer o jednom bhakti Krišninu.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.